Now we have to switch to another chronic disease. That's chronic disease epi. We have to be interested in all kinds of stuff, right? Yeah. So high-risk pulmonary tuberculosis and renal failure in population-based cohort. And we have Xiaoyun Hu. I'm sorry if I mispronounce it, but welcome. Welcome. And let me get some information on her. She is from the Institute of Public Health and the Department of Public Health at the National Yangming University in Taipei, Taiwan. Welcome.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. English is not my mother language, so I'll try to speak more clearly for this presentation. I'm Xiaoyun from National Yangming University in Taiwan. For the topic, I'll try to more focus on end-stage renal disease. So we want to study the high risk of pulmonary tuberculosis infection in patients with end-stage renal disease, and this is a population-based cohort study. There's no relationship to discuss in our study. And globally, it was estimated that there were 9.4 million individuals with tuberculosis in 2010. And in Taiwan, the annual incidence of tuberculosis in general population were 62 per 100,000 person years in 2008. And the risk factors for tuberculosis infection are often consistent due to impaired host immunity or increased exposure to tuberculosis bacteria. In the reason, increased incidence rate of tuberculosis infection in patients with end-stage renal disease and on dialysis has been reported as compared to the general population. And Taiwan, we are very small but beautiful country near Chinese and Japanese. And why we are focused on Taiwan and end-stage renal disease? According to 2010 annual data report, Taiwan has the highest incidence and prevalence rate of end-stage renal disease in the world. Although previous studies have indicated a higher incidence of tuberculosis among end-stage renal disease, and however, this evidence are most from Western country and limited to small sample size. For example, like, just use a 1 year data or just focus on a few hospital data. In Taiwan, systematic overview is available for the relationship between tuberculosis and end-stage renal disease. And the temporal relationship remains unknown in Taiwan. Our study is trying to perform a nationwide population-based cohort study to investigate the risk of pulmonary tuberculosis infection in patients with end-stage renal disease on dialysis. And in Taiwan, we have a national health insurance. So in our study, we use the Taiwan National Health Insurance data of 1 million beneficiaries between 1998 to 2009. And in Taiwan, end-stage renal disease patients, they can who need dialysis, they can apply a catastrophic illness card. So in our study, we define end-stage renal disease using ICD-9 code and holding a catastrophic illness card. And we exclude age below 20 years who had tuberculosis diagnosis before or within 30 days of incidence of case of end-stage renal disease. And for the controls, we We select four control subjects to match each newly occurring end-stage renal disease analyzed patient by random sampling and stratified for age and gender from the database within the same observational period. So in our study, we had 4,147 instance case of end-stage renal disease and 16,588 controls in our study. And the pulmonary tuberculosis we defined by ICD-9 code and plus prescription of at least two anti-tuberculosis medication for more than 28 days. And the incidence rate of tuberculosis was excluded as the number of tuberculosis patients divided by the observation patient years. And for comorbidity, diabetes, autoimmune disease, and COPD were also defined by ICD-9 code. And these two cohorts was followed up until the development of tuberculosis death or the end of the year 2009. And each subject was followed up from the instance case of end-stage renal disease and a maximum of 12 years. And incidence rate ratio and head ratio of tuberculosis was analyzed. And cumulative incidence analysis was performed by a Kaplan-Meier method, and the difference between the curve was tested with the Lorentz test. And in the cost proportional hazard model, we used cost proportional hazard model to calculate the hazard ratio and the 95% confidence interval to determine whether the end-stage renal disease undialysis is an independent vector for tuberculosis infection. And in this model, we include age, sex, diabetes, autoimmune disease, and COPD. And in our result, the observational period was 21,788 person years for the end-stage renal disease patient and about 88,000 person years for the controls. And the individual match result and comparable distribution of age and gender between end-stage renal disease patient and control. The end-stage renal disease undialysis patient had a higher prevalence of diabetes and a lower prevalence of autoimmune disease compared with the control. And end-stage renal disease cohort was associated with a significantly higher risk of pulmonary tuberculosis compared with the control. And there was higher risk for tuberculosis associated with old age and both gender. The average interval from instance of end-stage renal disease to diagnosis of pulmonary tuberculosis was 2.38 years. And for the temporal relationship, compared with the control group, the incidence rate ratio of end-stage renal disease with dialysis patient were 4.91 within 1 year and 2.15 with 1 to 2 years. So significantly higher tuberculosis in incidence was noted in the end-stage renal disease on dialysis cohort within a newly occurring 2 years. And in addition, the cumulative incidence of tuberculosis in end-stage renal disease patient was significantly higher than the controls. And for the cost proportional hazard model, the hazard ratio of tuberculosis was 2.29 for end-stage renal disease patient compared with the control groups. and age older than 65 years, and male gender and competed with COPD was also independent risk factor of tuberculosis. And in our study, there still have some limitations. First, this study was performed in Taiwan. The development of tuberculosis could be affected by demographic and socioeconomic factor. The instance of tuberculosis among end-stage renal disease patients might be different in other countries. And secondly, although we exclude tuberculosis diagnosis before end-stage renal disease onset, however, we were unable to differentiate whether the active tuberculosis diagnosis was due to endogenous reactivation or recent transmission. And finally, we know the smoking history is a very very important risk factor for tuberculosis. However, we use the secondary data, so we are unable to adjust for smoking as a contribution factor in our study. And in conclusion, patients with end-stage renal disease are associated with an increased risk of pulmonary infection with tuberculosis. And the end-stage renal disease patient should be monitored more carefully for tuberculosis infection, and especially within 2 years of instance case of end-stage renal disease. Thanks for your attention. We think because end-stage renal disease patient they go to dialysis, maybe their immune function maybe lower, or less than infection with tuberculosis. So we will suggest that end-stage renal disease patient should be more carefully before within the 2 years.
Here's the other question. My question was similar to what she was asking, in the sense that there are two possible reasons which people have looked at. You know, one is the effect of clustering, because patients with dialysis tend to get dialyzed in a similar center, and there's an effect of clustering, or is there an effect of reduced immunity, which you alluded to, which would be playing a part in reactivation of tuberculosis. Not sure if you looked at stage 4 chronic kidney disease, which might actually help clarify that question further.
So the stage of the renal disease?
Yeah.
Right. So did you look at stage of renal disease? Risk?
Because in our data we don't know which stage is there.
Okay.
Or stage of tuberculosis. If they hadn't been exposed, then they could survive with renal disease without reactivation. But if they had already been exposed and had latent TB, then it was activated early. So you didn't see it later because of the patients that weren't latent to begin with.
So in your design, you looked at this in a cohort, but it was at baseline in your medical database, so you accumulated all the cases and the controls over that time window. Is that the design?
1998. If they have tuberculosis before the end stage renal disease, yes, we exclude.
Okay.
Yes.
Question.
How do you identify the tuberculosis infection and tuberculosis active case is different? You know, tuberculosis infection based on tuberculosis positive, you know, reactivity. You know, the WHO, you know, and the United States, if tuberculosis, you know, reaction is about over 10 millimeters, and then positive infection. And and active in the TB is based on chest action. And it's from running the bacteria, you know, the culture, height. Then you compare active TB cases. Now you're talking about infection. That means active TB.
Yeah.
So I want to say like that.
So the definition of the case, is it active TB? So how did you identify the cases? So in the medical,
the define of tuberculosis, right? Yes, we have the prescription of at least two anti-tuberculosis medication for more than...
So both the claims data and the prescription data?
Yes.
Okay. So that's the active cases.
Yes.
Looking at active cases,